Welcome back to Storytime Anytime with the Homer Public Library. We're reading Elmer and the Dragon, and this is Chapter 3, The Sandbar. The fog rolled along the sandbar and out over the water, and suddenly Elmer shouted, "There, behind you, look at the pretty little green island." "But Elmer, I can't move. Oh, Elmer, I hurt all over." The dragon grunted and groaned and strained and struggled, but he was too stiff to move at all. Elmer, do you really see dry land not far off?" "Nice, near, dry green land, and the water shallow all the way. Are you sure you can't move?" "I'll try again. How stupid. I can't even see the land after waiting here for it all night long in the soaking wet water," complained the dragon, glaring at the miles of ocean before him, which was all he could see. Elmer walked around to the dragon's head and pretended not to notice that he was crying. "Elmer, I guess I'm not much of a dragon. A little storm comes along and forces me down, and I stand in a little water for a little while, and it makes me so stiff that I can't move a single muscle." "That's not at all true," said Elmer. "It was a big storm, and you stood in a lot of cold water for a very long time. And besides, you're only a baby dragon, and you're not used to flying long distances. And just as soon as the sun dries you off, you'll be unstiff again. Have another lollipop." "Thanks, Elmer. But you'd better get unstiff pretty quick, because the tide will come in and you'll be up to your stomach in water again." "No, no," whimpered the dragon. "Well, I'll hang on your neck and see if it will bend," suggested Elmer. He jumped up and caught the dragon's neck. He dangled for a moment, and then both he and the neck thumped down on the sand. "Ouch!" groaned Elmer and the dragon. "Now, can you see the island between your legs?" The dragon carefully curled his head under to look, and then he shouted, "I see it now, Elmer! It's really there! What a lovely little dry island! Now help me limber up my right front leg." Elmer pulled very hard on the dragon's right front leg until it would bend. Then he worked on the left back leg and the left front leg and the right back leg and started all over again with the right front leg. At last, the dragon could turn around and walk. By now it was hot and steam rose up all along the dragon's back as the sun beat down on his water-soaked wings. Elmer started for the island, and the dragon hobbled slowly behind. They went along the sandbar as far as they could and then waded into the shallow water. Elmer was still wearing his black rubber boots, but the dragon muttered, "I hate oceans," as he splashed along stiff-leggedly. Finally, they came to the pebbly beach of the tiny island. Above them rose a cliff, and green vines hung over the edge, making a pool of shade. Elmer and the dragon sat down and ate 15 tangerines, leaving 43 more in the knapsack. "I wonder who lives on this island," said Elmer, wiping his mouth on his sleeve. "I think that's a path over there. Come on, let's go exploring." "I'm afraid I'll have to rest a while longer," said the dragon. "My wings are still wet and heavy, and I'm awfully hungry. Tangerine peels don't really fill me up, and I'm terribly thirsty, and maybe I'm going to faint." "Then you rest here in the shade while I go to look for food and water," said Elmer as he picked up his knapsack and went off to follow the little path.